Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And you may have heard about this, made comments about young people getting vaccinated. It's getting a lot of buzz. He said, if you're like 21 years old and you say to me, should I get vaccinated? I say no.
I just said, I don't think that if you're a young, healthy person that you need it. Their argument was you need it for other people.
So you say young, healthy people should get vaccinated?
Absolutely. A top Washington Post investigative journalist has come out and pointed out what Dr. Francis Boyle and others said on the show a year ago, but with the evidence that Fauci's covering up the Wuhan lab leak because he was running the secret illegal operations there, which is documented. But the fact is, the Washington Post has come out with this. That means big changes are afoot.
So Robert Redfield, who was the CDC director at the time, a trained virologist, he says, I took a look at this virus, and I concluded that it is so powerful that it must have been evolved in a lab setting, and he pointed to the gain-of-function research, and they called him a racist, a conspiracy theorist, and all the rest. The godfather of that industry, the head of the pyramid, is a guy you may have heard of called Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci, the hero of the pandemic, is the most important person in the world of gain-of-function research there is. In other words, he is, and not just him, there's Francis Collins at the NIH and some other people, but basically, he is the one dispersing all of the grants for this. He is the one who pushed to turn it back on after Obama turned it back off. That's a whole other crazy story. He turned it back on without really consulting the White House. That's breaking news.
Gain-of-function experiments. And what that means are experiments that make the virus more dangerous or more deadly. It's a sort of research that we don't do in Canada that is frowned upon in most parts of the world.
A former spy chief says the lab idea shouldn't be dismissed as conspiracy.
It's an engineered escapee from the Wuhan Institute. It was the result of an accident. And that the virus is the consequence of, you know, gain-function experiments.
And now it's a two-front war. First, it was against COVID-19. And I'm not trying to excuse the Chinese government. This was a predictable leak. I've been saying that for years. And then China, this communist dictatorship, covered it up right from the very get-go. Clearly a crime against humanity. They could have brought it under control immediately, and they did not. Out of 500,000 U.S. troops who were forcibly inoculated with the original Franken-shots, 11,000 were killed and 100,000 were disabled. And those were healthy young men and women in our armed forces. Just extrapolate. When they're going to give these Franken shots to everyone.
There are 7.5+ billion people on this planet. The globalists see themselves as guardians of the Earth, guardians of the galaxy, and that they are doing an emergency stunning, poisoning, dumbing down, and then culling of the human population.
So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero, and that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look.
And they have decided that they own the world because they created all this digital made-up garbage. And now they need to get us in debt. They need to get rid of our local economies. They need to bankrupt us and put us into a position of total control.
After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the
Brandi Parker McFadden is confined to her hospital bed at Vanderbilt.
Can you walk right now?
No, I can't walk.
Less than 24 hours after receiving her second Pfizer COVID shot, she explains she lost her ability to move from her shoulders down.
I thought maybe if anything, I'd probably get like flu-like symptoms because I'd already had COVID. But I never in a million years thought I would never be able to get up and go to the bathroom.
The globalists are moving us into a post-human world.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, if I discovered that, let's say, in North Austin, I'm broadcasting from Austin, Texas, there was a field with 1,000 dead bodies buried in it recently, I would not stay on air right now. I would just go off air and I would go to the police department right now. I wouldn't talk about how there's a field with 1,000 dead bodies in it because that's such a magnitude that it's not just something you sit there and basically commentate on like it's a football game. But I have officially reached that point here on air where I officially cannot just go on doing this radio show anymore. The crimes of the globalists are so out in the open that the response of just talking about it is not what you can do. You got to do more. And I don't know what I'm going to do. But I'm just saying they've crossed the Rubicon. And I sit here every day reading what top scientists, the most respected in their fields, have been saying. And I've been watching what they warned about starting 14, 15 months ago. In February of 2020, come true. Take December 1st document, now 5-6 months ago, with Wolfgang Ludarg, one of the heads of the major EU advisory commissions, and the former head of Pfizer. Scroll down there and see both their names. Michael Yeadon, former chief scientist at Pfizer over their vaccine program, saying you must not release the Pfizer vaccine. It's experimental. We've looked at the protein that it supposedly trains your body to have an autoimmune response to. And when your body goes and attacks that, it's going to attack the brain. It's going to attack the uterus. It's going to attack the plaque buildup and the cells in your heart and cardiovascular system. And they said, we don't know how or why you do this. 101, this will do this. You tested hundreds of previous mRNA vaccines on every animal you can imagine. Poultry, pigs, cows, lab rats, everything. And you know it caused autoimmune responses in them. And cause brain fog, brain damage, heart attacks, strokes, and infertility in the females. Why are you doing this? This is insane. And Yeadon was in the news again this week saying this is a depopulation bioweapon. He's now confirmed it's killing masses of people, which we already know. So I'm just sitting here calmly while the UN and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, who are on record saying they want to depopulate the earth, have gotten liability protection from all the major nations. A bunch of countries have banned their vaccines. And top scientists 5.5-6 months ago said exactly what was going to happen, and then it gets worse. It gets worse. This stuff's coming in so fast. I got in here 45 minutes before the show time. I've been doing research at home. I was reading over stacks of news. I sent the guys to print. And then a national talk show host, that's not name dropping, that's who sent it to me, sent me this text message. He said, have you seen the SALT research on how the vaccines are now causing an attack on the cardiovascular and the proteins? And I said, no, I haven't seen that. I said, please send it to me. So he sent it to me. So it shows how people are on the job doing the research. And, my God, I read this. It's the exact same thing Wolfgang Wudart said, except it's now a major study of people that took the damn things. And it's causing massive heart attacks and massive strokes and massive cardiovascular shutdown. And it's all written dryly about what it does. And they go, oopsie, oopsie daisy. It's not what's in the virus that's killing everybody. It's the spike protein delivery system, which is what everybody said on this show and what Dr. Francis Boyle said 14 months ago. He said, you cannot have a vaccine for the common cold, the coronavirus, because the coronavirus is a basic protein in most of your body. And so just like peanut allergies weren't around until the 80s, and then they grew in a peanut protein, measles, mumps, rubella shots. And then you saw people had an autoimmune response to that, like a bee sting. Once you get allergic to a bee sting, it can kill you. I used to laugh at people that were scared of bees. I finally got attacked by a swarm when I was like 20 years old, and now if I get hit by one, I got to get an EpiPen. I swell up and can't breathe. Well, it's the same damn thing with peanuts. Because your body has an autoimmune response because it's not just getting learning immunity from measles, mumps, rubella viruses, but peanuts. And now they don't grow it on peanuts anymore. So it's just people born in the 80s up until like 2005. They stopped doing peanut allergy, growing stuff on peanuts, the vaccines. You know, they grow the attenuated viruses on there, or they grow them on the peanut and then they radiate them and other ways to attenuate them. That's old-fashioned vaccines. It's the same thing here. So I'm going to say it again very, very slowly. This system, it doesn't matter if it is the virus vector vaccines, it doesn't matter if it's the mRNA vaccines, they're all programming the cells to have an autoimmune response to the protein that is in a virus. They're not creating it for the actual RNA of the overall virus. The scientists that looked at this said, this looks like depopulation to us. This isn't going to protect you from a cold virus or a pneumonia virus or an influenza virus. This is going to attack the protein. They said, well, here, let's look where this protein is. Okay, it's in your cardiovascular system, your heart, your brain, your lungs, all the vessels in the heart. It's in the placenta. It's in the uterus monthly when the woman grows the bed that the zygote sits in and then forms a placenta. That's when a woman doesn't get pregnant. She sloughs that off each month and grows a fresh, fertilized bed. And it's going to attack a bunch of other areas. And sure as hell, it's doing it. It's attacking fast-growing cells in the body. And what are the fastest-growing cells in the body? Well, it's the skin. But what else? The testicles. Testicles are growing sperm constantly. And that's why it's coming out that suddenly men are basically becoming infertile. Their testicles are shriveling up. God, they hit us, and they hit us super hard. It's on. They think they're saving the earth. They had to do it. They launched the attack. And it gets worse. When they inject you with these, it makes your body go in and produce what even NPR and the Wall Street Journal say. Oh, scientists warn this will cause super viruses and shedding. And now that's Chicago Tribune. Okay, yeah, professors and scientists found people are shedding. And go, so it's great. You'll get immunity now, but you won't because it's synthetic. And so even if you try to stay away now, and that's why 80-year-old, 90-year-old women are having menstrual cycles. It's why they're reporting everywhere that suddenly men are sterile. Their testicles will swell up and they'll never have kids again. It just eats your testicles. And that's why it's eating women's uteruses. causing a huge autoimmune response. I mean, it's incredible. And it's all happening right now. And because they got everybody to get into the fear and wear the mask and be scared and take the shots, they know as many people as they get to take the shot will Stockholm syndrome. People are very weak-minded now. We have a delusional world population, especially in the West. They won't say they got hit. They won't admit they got hit. But no, they'll defend it and take more. I've showed you all the paralyzed people on TV, black and white. And they're like, I'll do it again. I'm paralyzed, but I just think we should all take it. And the government needs more funding. The CDC, it just needs more money. That's why I'm paralyzed. It's an accident. Remember that HBO show about pimps? I forget the name of it. And he's run over, cigarette burns, beat her up. She's in the hospital, the pimp's there. She's like, baby, I'm going to get up quick, get back to work for you. I'm sorry you beat me up and gouged my eye out. And the mother looks at the pimp. She goes, what have you done to my baby? People love Stockholm Syndrome. They love being slapped around out of their teeth, knocked out by Bill Gates.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let yourself go. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday, May 2nd, Global Transmission. Cool it, baby. You ain't got no place to go. Love that, Elvis. Here is the bottom line, as they say. The globalists are making their move. I had thought that they would keep beta testing and wouldn't go with a super deadly bioweapon vaccine up front. They would probably just go with a biotracker simulant, which they admit is in the vaccines, so-called vaccines, the Frankenshot GMO mutation operation. But all the evidence is coming in that they're going ahead and hitting us with a very deadly weapon right up front. And the death toll and the carnage is just is stratospheric. They're reporting that about 1 out of 100 people that dies gets reported. So if you go off that number, we've got 300,000 dead in the United States, 250,000 dead in Europe for the vaccine so far. It just goes on and on and on. But let me just... Let me just stop for a moment. I'm going to explain something here. I can see the total rollout going on everywhere. And I could see it years ago without even reading the documents. But when you read the documents, and you know what's about to happen, and then you witness it for yourself, it's incredible. And I'll tell a story about that later if I have time when I try to take my daughter, my 4-year-old daughter, to the botanical gardens today in Zilker Park. And before I got there, I meant, you know what? I saw that Smirconish CNN piece where he said, make people have vaccine passports to have access to any museums or city buildings, and then make it free for folks that do it first, but then make it basically regulatory and bully people into it. And I said, I bet when we get there, I bet there's people blocking the gates, even though the COVID thing is supposedly over. It won't be. And when we got there, they said you can only register online to come to the big giant, you know, 30, 40-acre botanical garden that's in the middle of Zilker Park, you know, the guy 100 years ago gave free to the city. A place I've been going since I was a kid. I guess I'm telling the story now. And I walk up, there's the two green-haired women, and I'm there with my daughter. And she wanted to go see the koi fish. And the lady said, oh, do you have your reservation? And I said, well, she's never had reservations. It's just come in and go. She goes, well, you got to have a reservation. And I said, let me guess, and you're full. She said, that's right. We only allow a certain amount in now. Now, I remember reading the Nature Conservancy 25 years ago when they were proposing taking over Zilker Park and another state park that had just become a state park, was privately owned, Hamilton Pool outside Austin, Texas, a place I really liked that I took girlfriends in high school and in college. And they, it was the Nature Conservancy talking about the whole country and the world, and they said, just like we've done in Bali and other areas, we're just going to make all the state parks and things off limits once computers get up to a level to track everybody. And then we're going to say that national parks as well can only have limited amounts because there's too many people. And that's how we'll train the public if they only get a few visits in their lifetime to places like this. Now, that has officially now been done at Hamilton Pool. There's a two-year waiting list to even get in to see it. It's a cenote, a caved-in cave with a waterfall. And you can't go there anymore. They only allow a few people in a day. Now, that's all about power and control. And I happen to have that advisory board report. Remember, 2 weeks ago, Fox News reported, Biden says you only get 5 pounds of beef a year, according to his eco plan. Well, that's the official advisory group from the UN. He signed on to that policy and said he wants to implement their policies. And in their official list of policies, it's get rid of your cat and dog or tax you, 5,000 pounds a year in the UK. That's like $8,000 here. And that you'll only get 5 pounds of beef. In fact, I've got newscasts I'll play for you where they're now announcing they're going to take your cat and dog away in the UK, who's about 3 years ahead of us. And you're like, oh, they won't take my cat and dog. They won't take my beef. Oh, really? Did you stay in your house and they locked you down? Did you wear the damn mask? Do you submit to the system? Yes, you will. Until you decide to say no and realize things only get worse until you start saying no. They want an authoritarian model, and they believe that you're so domesticated and stupid, you'll put up with it. And it's about total control. They have bills introduced in two states to make you have a license to have a garden now, not just ban all livestock. I'm going to show you that. You see all these stacks over here? All these stacks of news aren't props. Every one of these is nightmare serious, okay? Every one of these is nightmare serious. You see this? Written in 1974, the year I was born, the man decades later became the White House science czar, John P. Holdren. Paul Ehrlich and Ann Ehrlich worked for the Rockefeller Foundation. They wrote more than 20 books calling for world government and total human depopulation, saying the human species is a disease and should be completely eradicated. You might want to read Eco-Science. I read the whole thing. Oh, but there's a new book you can read that's a lot shorter, which is completely out in the open, and that's COVID-19, The Great Reset by Klaus Schwab. He already had it written right before the whole operation he's running. And all the world leaders wear the little pin that is a sun symbol, rainbow swastika, and it shows the total takeover. In fact, guys, go to this tweet and print me the actual subpage. I want to show people the wheel of death. And Bill Gates is wearing it, and all the other world leaders are wearing it. The UN chiefs are wearing it. The UK prime minister, the French president, they're all wearing it. They all wear it, and it's the Great Reset. The Great Reset. And it is a manifesto of a post-human world. Oh, and here's the other big thing you might want to know. In fact, that's what I think I'll hit first when we come back, before I get into the all the heart attacks and strokes that are happening. You know, you hear about the blood clots? There's a lot more blood clots with Pfizer and with AstraZeneca. And I keep forgetting, some of Bill Gates is a vaccine company. He's got a company, too. He's invested in the other two, too, but I keep having trouble remembering it. Yeah, your mic's overblown. What was it? No, it's not Moderna. Okay, so we're gonna come right back on the other side. There's a new article. Norwegian doctor claims the fine link between AstraZeneca vaccine and rare blood clots. Although that was really months ago that came out. Now it's all confirmed. They've banned it in 21 countries in Europe and many other places. But oh, it's all safe and effective, and you should all roll your sleeves up and take it right away. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here, but it's really true. Listeners are incredible, and when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we've been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now, because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns of the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now, and our funding because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course Bodies Ultimate Tumor Formula are all in our top 10 bestsellers. Our second best seller is Bodies Ultimate Tumor Formula, 95% curcuminoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Again, it is Sunday, May 2nd, 2021. I am your host, Alex Jones. And there are a lot of reasons this is happening, a lot of reasons this is unfolding. The social engineers of the planet have come up with a plan to basically get rid of the general population, who they see as ugly and stupid and lazy, and hand the rest of the planet over to themselves. And that is the process that is now taking place. And of course, these globalists are the most ruthless, out of control, sinister people you can imagine. And they sell us on hating ourselves and we're dirty and bad because we are, quote, hurting the earth. And they make us have a guilt and a loathing of ourselves so that we will hate ourselves and roll over and let the globalists run the planet and won't stand up for ourselves. Won't stand up for our own personal rights so that we can be completely run over. And that's really the easiest way to boil this down. And I understand that the industrial modern world has made people very lazy, very soft, very stupid, and that most people are just shuffling through life from one entertainment to the next. But I also know the modern world has been designed and set up to accentuate our weaknesses and make sure we never really ignite psychically, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, because that would get in the way of the globalists and their plans. And so the public doesn't deserve to be fried with all this GMO and these deadly vaccines. The public doesn't deserve it. And it's not being done to save us or help us or make us live longer. It's being done because we're so passive and in such a trance and put up with so much corruption that they now see us as a bunch of people that are eating resources that are theirs. Because they have successfully stolen the planet. We have not stood up to them. And they have no respect for us now because we don't respect ourselves. And so the decision has been made to slowly but methodically dumb us down, sterilize us, and then kill us. And I know the folks listening to this show do not want to be poisoned. And do not want to die. And do not want to see your children only live to be 10, 15, 20 years old. And you know that Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds don't have a right to do this to you, even if they think they're God. And so we've got to figure out a way to expose them and to stop them and to then bring them to justice. And that's really what this broadcast is all about. You know, they say only a dog goes back to its vomit. And after I've read these news articles three or four times, scanned over the rest, there's always an excitement when I'm first reading them, and then more excitement as I research and cross-reference them. But then, once I'm about to get on air and cover these, it's like remembering a bullet wound in your compatriot or remembering a car wreck where somebody you knew got their arm chopped off. It's reliving it because that's the thing. I know that's why people don't want to deal with this. It's pretty frightening. And boy, do I wish it wasn't true. I just want to be away from these people. I just want to be far away from what they've done to society but also how weak people are, how dumbed down they are, and how much, even when they're shown how they're being enslaved, they don't have an instinct to fight back against it because the system has built a very soft extermination grid that just sucks your soul out and poisons you and puts you into a trance before it finally sinks its big, long, spiritual spider fangs into your soul and sucks you dry. But the reason I fight it is because my soul is fulfilled by fighting. But it is painful watching people being sucked dry all around me. And then I think about the people that serve Satan, who actually get off on all this and think that they're getting great power out of serving this system. And they have no idea the majesty, the completion, the peace, the true power of the Creator. They have not even an idea the fulfillment of being in the presence of God. They're cut off from God. And I know how they were seduced. I understand. I have entered the orbit of the spirit that they follow, but I never landed. I never sat down and bent a knee to it. And I can just tell the Satanists, the Luciferians, and the servants of the fallen one, you think you're on the winning team. You think you know what power is. You have no idea. And I guess that's okay because God gave us free will, and that's what you resonate to, and that's what you want to be part of, and that's what you want to be with. But you just have no idea about the power that God is. All right, I'm going to try to cover all this. There's so much. It's all so important. I've got the TV ads, the different ads to ban the beef and ban the chicken and ban the fish and ban vegetables that you grow. Those are bad, too. They want to cut trees down. They say trees are bad now and bury them because they're carbon-based. I told you that was coming. That doesn't make sense. Your submission is what makes sense to them. I mean, the whole Western world, I see full-grown men in their cars in Texas still wearing masks as a virtue signal. And then the vaccine is what kills you. The first horribly maims most people and will just debilitate you for the rest of your life, and then they'll just suck everything out of you in the next 5-10 years while you slowly die. I guess the lucky ones are the ones that just have a heart attack immediately. I mean, I've got like 20 articles a day of well-known people dying, children dying, women dying. You can't even keep track of it. It's in the hundreds of thousands. 15-year-old boy dies of heart attack 2 days after taking Pfizer vaccine, had no history of allergic reactions, no heart problems. But you see, it causes an autoimmune response and has your body attack the cells in the heart and the arteries because the proteins are identical to what is in the vaccine, the so-called vaccine. And we even knew this was going to happen before they even rolled it out. We specifically showed you this paper. Overhead shot, please. You know, I spent about 3 days reading this whole thing. You're like, well, it took you 3 days to just read 40-something pages? Well, there's links to studies. And I read the studies and watched the videos. And all of it's like well-known science here. All these top scientists. And they said it's going to maybe we'll have heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, and it's going to attack the uterus, the testicles, and the lymph nodes, and the brain. And, of course, it's all happening now. I mean, if they said, the guy that wrote it's the former, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, and he said, this is to kill people. And it's going to kill you with heart attacks, strokes, it's going to sterilize women, and it's all happening. I mean, that's just shit. I mean, just, and everybody loves it. Everybody loves it. And they're going to come forcibly shoot you up next. Like, I got videos of that when we come back. They're announcing forced inoculations.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in this surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in 4 different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So it was 8 months ago that we began to specifically get more documents that were leaked out of governments that are now confirmed about how they were never going to end the lockdown and how the lockdowns were designed to create permanent carbon taxes and to shut down small businesses and consolidate corporate power. But we didn't need those documents. I'll show you some of those next hour. I'm going to show you all of them. Because we had Klaus Schwab talking about the Great Reset 3 years ago. You'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, you'll love it. And then publishing a book 1 month into the, quote, pandemic that was already written, saying this is all about world government, all about carbon taxes, all about getting humans to stop consuming so much. And we have videos of him admitting that. And him saying, you won't eat beef anymore. You'll drink sewage water. You'll eat weeds. I've got Bill Gates saying that too. And you're like, why would they sell something so dystopic? Because they've learned if they hit you with something horrible, people will Stockholm syndrome and submit to it. If you tell somebody something good or happy, they don't believe it. Hey, I got you the winning lottery ticket. But if you tell them, you know, you're a bad person, it's for the good of the earth, I'm going to take something away from you, you're a hero. The left especially has a sadomasochistic vein. But also, they want to administer it over everybody, so they also know that they like to be masochistic to you. So, let's do this. Remember, Remember this from 8 months ago. Fact check. World leaders are not encouraging a second wave of a coronavirus to push a global vaccination strategy, nor is there an IMF-backed program to steal everything you own. Really, they're funding the Build Back Better, get rid of the middle class, universal incomes, bankrupt everybody, make us poor, to control us. I mean, that's all officially there. I'm going to show you them saying that. But here's the actual email. When I saw this last October, the crew was saying, is this real? From a government official laying out how it's all a power grab. And I said, of course it's real. This is all directly out of Klaus Schwab in the UN. He's the head of sustainability at the UN, and he works for Henry Kissinger. But I said, regardless, somebody either took all the real documents, put it together to get attention, or it's a real document. Well, later, we saw a month later, Canadian government officials reading from this and announcing permanent lockdowns and COVID centers and mass arrests. You'll have to have a COVID passport to have a job or get on a plane. So yes, we knew this was all coming. People were asking me, is this real? Bill Gates was on TV saying, you'll never go back to normal until you have a vaccine passport, take at least 5 shots a year. But now, 8 months later, 9 months later, what's going on? Well, let me just show you four of these articles from the last 2 days. CNN analyst says White House should tell Americans the moment of freedom for you is when you get vaccinated. Here's USA Today. It's time to start shunning the vaccine hesitant. They're blocking COVID herd immunity. And they go on to say, don't let them travel. Don't let them do anything until they have it. Here's the latest one, InfoWars.com. CNN government business should leverage power to force Americans to take the COVID-19 shot. And it is a shot. It's not a vaccine. It's a mutagenic system. People used to freak out about them changing the genes of a tomato we eat. This is changing our genes. This makes our body attack proteins in our own body. They're giving us giant autoimmune disorders. This is the most uncool thing, evil thing ever. And they're all saying it lockstep. Here's the New York Times. Why you shouldn't skip your second COVID shot. Because public officials soon are going to make you have this for workplaces, college campuses, airlines, border patrol agents for proof of vaccination. It's everywhere. Oh, no one will ever make you have a passport. No one will ever make you take it. That's Alex Jones. Don't listen to him. What did Tucker Carlson say last week? He said, well, it looks like Alex Jones is right. I told Tucker, and I told Joe Rogan, and I told them all in February and the last year, I said, this will never end. They'll ratchet it up, dial it back, ratchet it tighter, dial it back, ratchet it tighter, always closing the noose. It's not about me being right. It's in the damn Operation Lockstep and Crimson Contagion and Event 201. They don't even hide it. Bill Gates got up and laughed on CBS News and went, and on Colbert, he said, this is all just a drill. Soon terrorists will be releasing something far worse. They're laughing. It was funny on both shows. And see, they call us the virus. Remember, the head of the UN goes, we need to control the virus. That means us. And when Gates says terrorists are going to release it, he means we're terrorists on the earth, his earth. He's a guardian of the earth. We're known as terrorists and viruses by them. That's what they call us, virus and terrorists. That's their names. So when he says terrorists are going to release the next bioweapon, that's because the COVID mutagenic system goes in and makes your body slough real deadly viruses. So you see, now the new bio attack has started, and people are getting more sun now. It's still bad. A lot of people are dying, getting ill, having heart attacks, strokes, blood clots. But when the next winter comes, you don't have vitamin D3, for the public doesn't know, it's going to be mass death, and there'll be new viruses from the COVID-19, which even NPR and the Wall Street Journal and Nature magazine admit it's causing the real viruses. Like you said, soon the terrorists will attack you with new viruses. You are the terrorist. Attacking the other terrorists. See, they make us the engine of our own destruction. Very funny, Bill. Very funny. That's how they describe us. I'm described by CNN, by three of their hosts, as a virus. And I've talked to folks that have been in Bilderberg. When they refer to depopulation, they talk in code. They go, we must get the regime in place to eradicate the virus. And other scientists that are there that aren't in on it, they go, eradicate? You can't eradicate a virus. You just get immunity. They go, the virus is people, dumbass. So remember, oh, none of that was coming eight, nine months ago. That was all made up. There wasn't going to be, now we're in a lockdown three around the world. Oh, none of that's going to happen. None of that's going to happen. Don't worry. So here is Smirkanish yesterday talking about how everyone needs to pressure you. Government with corporations. That's called fascism. Here it is.
It's the unvaccinated to do their part is the best approach to show them those who have had their shots are still wearing masks, or would displays of our foregone freedoms in a pre-COVID world be more effective messaging? That's the carrot. Here's another. In Chicago, the public health commissioner just introduced a vax pass, which residents can use to gain access to summer concerts. According to ABC, Dr. Allison R. Waddy, Chicago's public health commissioner, stressed that the forthcoming pass, quote, is not a vaccine passport, nor is it an app that businesses check before patrons can enter. Instead, it will be more similar to city passes that give residents the discounts, free admission to museums, or let them skip lines to city attractions. But if this sort of encouragement fails, there's also the stick, which could be wielded by government and the private sector. Businesses have particular leverage as they can require employees to get vaccinations and restrict public access to private spaces like airlines, mass transit, most sporting and cultural venues, restaurants, and movie theaters. Writing in USA Today, Michael Stern, a former federal prosecutor, said this, businesses should make vaccination a requirement for employment. A COVID outbreak can shut down a business and be financially devastating.
That's enough. Shut him up. Yeah, they hold you hostage. They tell you you're non-essential. They lock you down. And now you're a prisoner. You'll be a trustee, the prosecutor tells you. If you do what he says, we'll let you out of the prison. That's how they hold you hostage. And so it's here. It's the global passport. It doesn't protect you. They still wear the mask. I read an article on InfoWars where Democrats are still wearing it, saying it's their religion. It's their cult. They don't want to be associated with Trump. This is mass Stockholm syndrome, as I say. Here is one of the other CNN medical correspondent saying the same thing. Here it is.
When we can reduce the level of infection in the community, increase vaccination rates, that's when at some point, hopefully soon, but at some point, we can relax the restrictions. I don't know if that works for many Americans. For many people, it probably does work to say, yes, we're in this together. It's patriotic. We're doing this together. But I think a lot of people are thinking kind of selfishly, thinking what's in it for me. And they're not willing to wait until this elusive herd immunity. If we can tell those individuals who otherwise would not get vaccinated, if we say to them, the moment of freedom for you is when you get vaccinated, when you reach the 2-week mark. These are people who otherwise might not be vaccinated. So let's give them that incentive.
Remember, they said that was false just 8 months ago. Now it's all admitted. They're following the plan exactly. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.